Well, as we enter into spring, there are lots of things to look forward to, like the flowers coming up and warmer weather and the snow going away and all of that. And if you're a golf fan, you've got the Masters tournament to look forward to, just a couple weeks away now, out at Augusta National, one of the most beautiful places in the world. I've never been there, but just seeing it on TV, certainly a beautiful place. And for more than 20 years, Jim Nance has led the CBS broadcast. I think he also does the Final Four, but every time he leads off the broadcast welcoming the viewing audience into the Masters Tournament, he always begins with his signature greeting, "Hello, friends." It's a nice way to welcome people in. We tune in to watch the golf, and he welcomes us, calling us his friends, even though, of course, I've never met Jim Nance. He's never met me, but it's nice to be called a friend. Two simple words that say so much. Hello, friends. Maybe we should start off worship that way. It's nice. It's kind. It makes everybody feel welcome and appreciated. Words have power. Words are meaningful. They convey our feelings. They convey truth. They can bring comfort. They can bring encouragement. God's power is often unleashed by words, sometimes very simple words, and yet when spoken by God, they have power. God created the world, if you remember, by speaking it into existence. God reveals himself to us by his word. We come to know who God is as we read Scripture. Jesus came to bear witness to God's truth. He came to tell the good news, words that tell us who Jesus is and how much God loves us. Jesus read God's word, which we call the Old Testament. That was his scripture. Jesus taught God's wisdom. In fact, Jesus himself was called the Word made flesh. And so we know that words matter in God's world. And one of the most sacred uses of words is to speak a blessing over someone you love. Sort of like, hello, friends. But when spoken with spiritual meaning, with the words of Scripture, a blessing spoken over someone carries power, it carries weight, like a prayer offered for someone you love. We see this all throughout Scripture, people blessing each other, inviting God to cover someone that you love with God's grace, inviting God to show kindness and love and compassion to someone that you care about. God calls his people to bless one another, and this tradition goes back at least 3,500 years, because we read it in Numbers chapter 6. That I want to share with you now. This was a blessing that God gave to Aaron and his sons, who were the first priests over Israel, as a way to bless the people of Israel. And this blessing has been used for thousands of years, and other blessings like it. So this is Numbers chapter 6, starting at verse 22. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.' So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Aaron and his sons were the first priests over Israel, and God instructed them in lots of different ways. Many of us are reading through the Immerse series where we just finished Leviticus. We'll be headed into Numbers this week. But you read through there all the things that the priests had to do, offering the sacrifices on behalf of the people and cleansing the people from all the various ways that they made themselves unclean in ceremonial ways. Leading worship, of course, helping the people to approach God and know God and honor and worship God. And the priests were also given instructions on how to bless the people, how to speak this blessing over the Israelites. These words became known as the priestly blessing. Seems obvious, a blessing offered by the priests over the people. But they have been spoken over God's people for generations, ever since this time. This is one of the ways that we bless one another. It teaches us how and why we should bless each other. You may have noticed that at the end of every worship service, I offer a blessing over you. I speak words. Usually I go to the New Testament, sometimes out of the Old Testament. Often it's from the beginning or the end of one of Paul's letters. He carried this tradition on. Of course, Paul was Jewish, and he had almost certainly sat under priests offering this very blessing out of Numbers. But he would begin his letters and end his letters with a word of blessing over the people that he was writing to. And so we end every worship service as I raise my hand to signify the giving of a gift, the passing on of a blessing, the giving of God's grace. And I speak words that are given to us by God, just as the priests would speak words given to them by God, words of Scripture that bring blessing into our lives. But I want you to understand today that we can all join in on this important spiritual practice. You can, of course, receive a blessing, but you can also give a blessing. You don't have to be an Old Testament priest, which I am not. You don't even have to be a pastor. Anyone who knows God's goodness, anyone who loves Jesus and can bring God's blessing and the compassion of God and the grace of God into someone else's life, you can speak a blessing over someone else. And blessing others is a simple and powerful spiritual discipline. It is a way that we show love to someone else. And it's a way that we invite God to bring His grace into that person's life. You can speak a blessing over your family, over a friend, over a neighbor, over people in the church. You can also speak a blessing over someone that you just met. And what a gift that would be. Imagine speaking a blessing over a neighbor or a friend or someone who doesn't yet know Jesus. And you lift them up before God and ask that God would bring good things into their lives. So as we talk about how and why we bless one another today, I hope that you'll be inspired to take up this calling. I hope that you'll begin to practice this. It might be a challenge because it is something that you have to do out loud. That's one of the things that we'll talk about today. It might take a little boldness for us to offer up a blessing over the people that you care about, but it is a blessing. It is a gift that you can give to someone else. So let's start with some of the basics here. A blessing is a simple prayer that seeks God's best for someone you love. A blessing is like a prayer. Blessings, of course, sound like little prayers, right? May God be with you. May the Lord watch over you. It sounds like a prayer. Of course, in a prayer, the words are spoken directly to God. Whereas in a blessing, we speak very similar ideas, very similar words, but over another person, inviting God to answer with His affirmation of the blessing that we offer. And so when we offer a blessing, there are always three parties involved. And this is important for you to understand the difference between a prayer and a blessing. They are very similar, but the difference is that in a blessing, there is one person who speaks the blessing, another person who receives the blessing, and then, of course, God is the third party involved as we invite God to bring that good thing, that grace, into someone else's life. In the same way, when you pray for someone else, you are offering them up to God. You're asking God to provide for them, to protect and bless that person. In a prayer, we might say, Lord, watch over my friend. In a blessing, you might say, may the Lord watch over you. And again, what a wonderful gift to give someone that you care about, to speak a blessing over them. So blessings are like prayers, but we also need to understand this, that blessings are spoken out loud. Spoken out loud, publicly inviting God's grace to cover that person that you were blessing. And this is why a blessing takes a little bit of boldness. It takes a little bit of courage to speak out loud over someone else, this little prayer inviting God to be with them. Of course, you can pray silently and privately. Most of our prayers are spoken in ways that only God hears, right? No one else may know who you pray for or what you're asking God to provide in their lives. I often pray for you during the week, and you don't even know it. I hope you feel those prayers. But when I know there's a need in your life, I lift you up, and that's just between me and God. But the blessing of that prayer may flow to you. I trust that it does in God's grace and His will. But words of blessing are spoken over someone. They're spoken out loud. They're spoken for God to hear, but importantly, they're also spoken for the person that you're blessing so that they can hear it as well. So that they know that you have lifted them up before God. Think about Aaron and his sons, the priests of Israel, as they would stand before the assembled people of the Israelites gathered there for worship or to offer sacrifices. And the priest who was officiating in that time would raise their hands and they would raise their voice for all to hear. And the Israelites would gather, sometimes in small gatherings, I imagine, but sometimes it was the whole assembly of the people, all those who were able to gather around the tabernacle or later around the temple, and the priest would have to raise their voice so that they could hear this blessing, and he would speak over them the words that God had given the priests to bless the people with. The Lord bless you and keep you. You can imagine all the Israelites there hearing that blessing being spoken over them. And as they hear those words, I would imagine some would think, like maybe we do at times, I don't deserve God's blessing. Or at other times you might think, I really need God's blessing today. Or maybe they're familiar words to you and you've heard them spoken over you dozens and dozens of times, and yet there's a reassurance in that reminder that God does bless me. And just as I've heard these words before and seen His hand provide, now I hear these words of blessing again spoken over me, and now I can trust that He will, in fact, provide for me again. Speaking a blessing out loud is an act of faith. If you are going to speak a blessing over someone else, you're going public with that. You're inviting God to work in that person's life, but not just in a private, quiet prayer, but you're saying to that person, I'm asking God to be with you. I'm asking God to provide and bless you. Your desire to see good come into that person's life has now been spoken out loud for other people to hear. You're declaring, I believe that God is the source of blessing. I believe that God is able to bring good things into your life, and so may the Lord be gracious to you. Imagine speaking those simple words, just one sentence, over a neighbor, over a friend. Imagine if it's someone who doesn't know Jesus yet, and you speak over them these words, inviting God to show up in their lives, and they may not really understand what those words signify. They may not fully understand who the God is that you are lifting them up to. But imagine hearing those words spoken over you and then seeing God's hand provide that blessing and bring that grace and that love and that compassion into their lives. What a gift it is to speak a word of blessing over someone. Another truth about blessings is that they can be spoken over many people or over just one person. Again, the priests would often gather with the whole assembly of the Israelites, hundreds, thousands of people maybe, gathered around the place of worship. And the priests would offer that blessing for all those people to hear. They'd come to give sacrifices. They'd come to worship God in a public gathering, and they would receive that blessing. But then there are other times when blessings are spoken just over one person. And it may just be me and that other person and God, and we're the only ones who hear what happens, but it's a gift that is given just for him or just for her. Maybe a friend is going into surgery and you meet them there. May God bring you healing and strength. And maybe that friend is the only person who hears that blessing. Or maybe a family member begins a new job and you speak over them. May the Lord give you success in all you do. And it's a blessing just for them. Or someone you love is going through a time of sorrow or suffering. And you speak over them, may God comfort you with His love. And again, it's like praying for that person, but you're doing it face to face and lifting them up before God. May God bless you in what you're facing today. We also need to know that blessings are different from nice thoughts. Blessings are different from well wishes. Blessings are also different from get well cards, right? That's a nice thing to do, send someone a get well card. It might even be in a spiritual sense, oh, I'm praying for you, here's a card sent through the mail, that's nice. But you see, blessings invoke God's name as we invite Him to bestow the blessing according to His grace. In other words, a blessing in this sense is not just saying, oh, get well, have a good day, see you later. No, a blessing uses God's name. A blessing invites the God who we believe in, the powerful name of God, the Lord Jesus, to be at work in that person's life. And so for the priests blessing the Israelites, it's the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine on you. And think about what that signifies, the Lord's face, which the Israelites understood that the Lord's face was too holy and too powerful and too glorious for them to behold. But here the blessing is, may God's face watch over you. May all the goodness and glory and power of God be with you in your life. May God bring His own personal character and His own grace to you. May the Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. It's the Lord who's blessing you. It's the Lord who's bringing good into your life. You see, biblical and spiritual words of blessing invite the God of heaven, the God who we know and love, the God who is our Redeemer and our Sustainer. We invite that God to bring good things into the life of the person that we bless. When Aaron and the other priests would bless the Israelites, they were inviting God's grace and protection over the nation. But they were also declaring their collective faith in the Lord. They were saying, as they gathered there in front of all the Israelites, they were saying, we believe that the Lord is the one who will bless you. And it's important here in Numbers, as this is written, and just a clue, I know you all know this, but just a reminder, anytime you see in the Old Testament the Lord, and Lord is capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, that stands for the Hebrew name of God, Yahweh. So it isn't just may some God bless you. This is may Yahweh bless you. May the God who revealed Himself to Moses at the burning bush, may the God who delivered us from the Egyptians bless you. May God who speaks through the prophets bless you. May the same God who sent His own Son into the world bless you. May that God bless you. And it's important that we're specific. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine on you. May the Lord give you peace. It's as though we say to someone that we love, I believe in God's power. I believe in God's goodness. I believe there is only one true and mighty God in this world. And I believe that He hears my prayers. And so I'm asking Him on your behalf that He will bring good things into your life. That is what a blessing means as we speak it over someone that we love. And so let me leave you with a challenge today. And you already know what it is. Bless others in the name of Jesus. Speak a blessing over people that you care about in the name of Jesus. You can, of course, start with your church family. You could start with your own family. But speak these simple words of blessing to each other. May God watch over you. May Jesus bring you peace today. May the Lord be with you. And watch for opportunities to bless people outside the church. Again, maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's someone that you work with. Maybe it's someone you just met. Maybe it's someone you see struggling in some part of their life or not feeling well or in need of God's compassion. And when you feel that, when you sense that compassion that you have for them, one way that you can bless them is by speaking a blessing over them. And as you do, I think your words of blessing can lift their spirits and can encourage them and make them feel a little better in that moment as they hear that blessing spoken over them. But also, like prayer, we believe that these words have power. They unleash God's power as we invite God's grace and His power to be real in their lives. At the end of the service, I'll share a blessing over you from the New Testament, so you can wait for that. It's one that I don't go to often, so you can look forward to that at the end of the service. But now, let me bless you again with these words, again, 3,500 years old, given to the priests of the Israelites, but now brought into our lives by the same God, the God who we know through His Son, Jesus Christ. So receive the blessing of God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank You for Your love for us, Your power in our lives. We thank You that You hear our prayers, Lord, but we also thank You that You hear us as we bless one another, and that those words have power too. So I pray that You'd give us opportunities to take up this tradition, this spiritual discipline of blessing the people around us. And Father, I pray that as we're bold enough to bless others, that You would be gracious enough to answer those blessings with Your grace and compassion and mercy and healing and strength that You provide in the lives of the people that we bless. Father, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for Your love. We thank You that You do hear us when we pray, and You hear us when we speak words of blessing. So we ask these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.